We're going to start the March 25th, 2020 council meeting at 5:32 with a call to order. We have Connie Breeze telephonically. We have Mike Shields in-house, Don Greiner, Mike Harper, Max Miller, myself, Daniel Richard. We have a quorum. We please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. So we do have one added agenda item. We'll put it at the end. Do we have any public comments right now? No public comments. We have a consent agenda tonight that covers the minutes of March 11th, of March 18th, and council and staff reimbursements. Do I have a motion for that?
I move we accept the consent agenda.
Second. All right, first and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, so we'll pay the bills. So our next thing is hopefully the approval of our transportation SDC consultant. Do we have a staff report?
Jake's on the line.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Only if you speak up. Try again.
You guys hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Okay, the staff report was included in your packet. We've been discussing this topic for quite a while. We had two consultants propose for the contract, one being Donovan Enterprises and the other FCS Group. With the scoring committee, which was a five-member committee, the highest score was Donovan Enterprises. And staff would recommend entering into a professional service agreement with Donovan Enterprises. If you guys have specific questions, feel free.
Do you have any questions, Connie?
No, I do not, thank you.
Mike Shields?
No.
Don Greiner?
I read all the contracts and I agree with it.
Mike Harper?
No concerns.
All right, do we have a motion for this award?
Mr. Mayor, I move to award the contract of creating a transportation SDC and capital improvement plan to Donovan Enterprises and to enter into a professional services agreement.
Thank you so much. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All right, we have a first and a second. All those in favor of awarding this and accepting the Donovan company, say aye.
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 Those opposed? All right, it looks like Jake will be using Donovan Enterprises.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, our next thing is the approval of a landscape contract. Again, do we have a staff report, Jake?
Yes. We did do a staff report for the landscape maintenance contract. This will be a lot easier than the last one. We had one proposal, and it's a company we've been using for the last 3 years, Little River Design. They do great work, and I'm excited to continue with them. So staff recommends Little River Design for us to enter into a professional services agreement.
Okay. Do you have any questions about this, Connie?
Just about $1,000.
I don't know if Jake can hear me.
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
It's about $1,000 difference from last year's budget.
If I'm wrong, Jake, but we added additional landscaping, right? The Highway 97 part?
They have the whole west side, which was part of the original contract. And last year, with that addition, it was close to $25,000. So that was included this year, and they adjusted for some of the things they had to deal with last year along the highway. But it's very, very similar.
And with the addition of the left side, this totaled about $1,000 more is what you're saying, Jake?
It was around $25,600.
Okay. Do you have any questions, Mike Shields?
I do not, no.
Don Greider?
Yes. On one page of the maintenance services agreement, it says, "We strongly recommend as an option thatched and aerating lawns at locations below the City Hall lawn, First Street lawn, and Bymark lawn." And I feel that that should be added into the contract. I think it just makes our city look a little better. One other thing I'd like to see, but I don't think that, I'd like to see some maintenance on the path between Bymark and Coach Road. I mean, just some stuff along the side of the road that they could make look better, but.
Okay. Mike Harper?
No comments.
All right. So then, do we have a motion to accept this? Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, we have a first and a second. All those in favor of awarding the landscaping maintenance contract to Little River Design, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, Little River has it. The next...
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jake. The next thing on our agenda is a decision regarding moving forward with the gas tax ballot measure. Do we have a staff report on that?
Yeah, Mayor, I didn't put a staff report in this one. We're dealing with a bunch of stuff, so I figured you knew the question. What I do want to say is I did find out, and I should have known this, but I just didn't off the cuff at the time. The ballots I talked about in Bend and Madras were both for the May ballot. So I don't know if that helps you any or not, but ours is for November, theirs was for May, and they did pull their May one. So that's the only other piece of information I could offer it in, you know, suggesting or in you making your decision.
Thank you so much. Connie, do you have an opinion on this? Okay. Mike Shields?
I think considering the circumstances, we need to table it.
Okay. Don Greiner?
I agree with Mike.
Mike Harper?
I agree with Don and Mike.
Okay, so it appears that we're pretty much in agreement that we're going to table the gas tax until a future time when the council feels it's more appropriate. So that pretty much is that action item. All right, so our next order here would be other matters, our added agenda item. Is this something, Tracy?
Yes. We probably should say for the people on the phone, you never said what it was. So we're going to actually swear in Colleen Scott tonight since Mike, I heard you're leaving tomorrow, right? Yeah, so as things come up, we might need that vote if we have to hold another meeting or we have decisions that need to be made. So we're going to swear her in tonight so she can be official.
Okay.
Our distance. Okay.
Let the ceremonies begin.
Bad spot. Bad spot.
City Councilor for the City of Lapine.
Of City Councilor for the City of Lapine.
For the term ending December 31st, 2022.
For the term.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Here you go, your official certificate.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And thank you so much. So our last thing that we're going to do is, do we have staff comments?
Mayor,
Just let you know that I am still getting information daily. Things, I don't know how you, if you want to say thankfully or not, but things have slowed down as far as information coming in. So that's kind of a good sign. I guess people are starting, you know, legislatures are starting to kind of lessen that impact to us. So we don't feel like we're drinking out of the fire hose so much anymore, but yeah, we still are. So most stuff coming down is business related, how to keep businesses, business reform, business loans. Some coming down from national, if you're listening to President Trump at all, and the legislature, what they're coming out with their package, and then also from just different areas of the state. So we're watching for that. We've been putting and blasting our website and email or Facebook with lots of information for people. So if you have people or businesses asking, there is plenty of resources. It's just a matter of, you know, getting people to the right ones and seeing what comes down. That is all basically I have.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Jake, do you have anything to say?
I had a few things. It's been a crazy couple weeks. My staff and I are all very healthy. Spirits are high right now. Everything's going well, just like normal. Just doing our thing out in the field. And we did start a new employee last week. We added a member to the team. His name is Brandon Brenn. And he's proven to be a great guy with a great attitude, and we're excited to have him. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that.
Okay, if that's it, thank you so much. Tracy?
I just wanted to mention that all of the staff is equipped to work remotely, and it may or may not happen, but we will still be available all the time. Out of the office working, phones will be checked several times a day.
Thank you so much. All right, so we'll move right into council and mayor comments. Mike Shields?
No, I don't have any comments.
Connie Breeze?
I'd just like to welcome Connie.
Yep, I think we all do. Don Greiner?
I want to welcome Connie too, or Colleen. Also, Jake, I noticed that the pumps had to be replaced or cost around $500 to get it out. Are we having problems with some of our pumps in the
We did have an issue with the Whiskey and Water Station area. The new pumps. The main issue there was a pump wasn't picking up. And we had a higher pump.
Are you good, Doug?
That's my comment.
Mike Harper?
Good serving the people of the city of La Pine. And I'll say thank you.
Max Miller?
Nope.
No school board on
nothing. Not until the 28th.
Yeah, I think that all of the council and myself, we wish you the very best, Mike, in your new venture and your new location, and we hope the very best for you and your family. All right, with that, I think things are taken care of for tonight, and we're going to adjourn.